7 past 12, Chad Hartman. Bonus Adam Carter, Dave Harrigan here. We're here till 3. DeRusha follows us. Will it be another soul-crushing loss for the ball club tonight? Soul-crushing loss. Monday, soul-crushing loss. Tuesday, soul-crushing loss. Thursday, what time is opening tap from the Boston Garden, Twins and the Celtics tonight?
It's this evening, Chad.
Yeah.
It's coming up this evening.
I think I did say tonight, didn't I?
Yes, I'm simply just killing time here.
Oh, 6-10. Oh, I see.
6-10.
I see. 6-10, so DeRusha, 5:30 out.
Yes.
5:30 out. Text me right now. What is the greatest invention in the last 150 years in America? We get to use it in America. I don't care if it was in Botswana, England, Australia. What is the greatest invention last 150 years? I did ask Adam this before the show. Dave, do you know his answer?
I'm a little scared to figure out, find out what his answer
Pornhub,
is.
Pornhub, he said.
Okay.
I mean, what's happened to you?
Yeah.
What's happened to you? By the way, the texters were all upset about the electile dysfunction ad.
Brilliant ad.
It's really a funny ad. And it's an adult bleeping radio station. Calm down. There's 800 billion ED commercials out there. Grow up. Oh, I'm so disgusted. I'm never going to listen again. And then you text the next show five times. So, I mean, just let's calm down. I ask this because I've been reasonably busy this week. Not yesterday on the show, clearly. So Wednesday morning, left fairly early, grabbed a little food out of the fridge. Quinn was brought to grandma's. Work here, then a work meeting, a little acupuncture, met somebody out, didn't even open the fridge when I came home. I opened up the fridge yesterday, and the fridge is about the same temperature as this room.
Yeah.
The refrigerator and the freezer, both not working.
Ooh.
Both not working. You know me, handyman that I am. I can figure it out right away. I got to call Clyde. Everett, do you have a handyman?
No.
Well, you're not that handy.
Her name is Jennifer.
Yeah, that's the key,
She's
by the way.
Much more handy than
Oh, my gosh. Everybody I've been in a relationship with is way handier than me, but the bar is not high.
No.
Right? So Clyde, it's an LG, by the way. I think they're fine. Dave's telling me if I have to replace it, I should just get one that I make in the basement. You know, my own refrigerator.
Yeah. Well, if you're planning on leaving the place you're in right now, don't spend $2,000 on a fridge.
But
get a nice shiny one that looks good, doesn't cost too much. Move along.
Yeah,
got a point.
Yeah, but I think you were like, you got to find the discount one. Don't people like the refrigerator if they're buying a house? Do they want the crappy looking refrigerator?
I think as long as it looks good from the outside.
That's stainless. Right. If it's stainless,
stainless.
All
stainless.
That matters.
Yeah. And what if I lock it? I say, I don't want you looking at my food. You know?
Yes. Chain it up.
So I'm a Wednesday garbage person. What day do you
Tuesday.
Have? Tuesday?
Tuesday as well.
Tuesday. Okay. So we're core center week. So I'm cleaning out the refrigerator.
Jermaine Wiggins,
yes. I'm cleaning that refrigerator out late yesterday afternoon, muttering, not happy. Just had bought a ton of groceries, including filling that freezer with a lot of meat.
Okay.
So really pleased. Really pleased. And I'm thinking, well, if I put this meat out in the garbage.
Oh.
What sort of display am I going to have in that garbage by Monday?
Ugh, bears.
I mean, it could be a catastrophe. However, Kathleen, I pay attention. She's a Friday garbage person.
Ah.
And she's traveling the globe right now.
Mm.
So I'm emptying things out. Quentin's having physical therapy. And I forget to realize that the soy sauce opens if you turn to the right, opens if you turn to the left, and somehow it leaks. Don't you have that? Do you have that soy sauce that goes both ways? You're an expert at going both ways.
Offense and defense.
Yes, exactly. And it proceeds to leak.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. The Kikkoman with the red top.
Kikkoman. Yeah. Kikkoman.
One big hole, one small hole.
What's happened to CeCe? Proceeds to leak all over the floors. The hardwood floors, the mudroom. You like it sticky. It's sticky everywhere.
And you get the smell.
And the soy sauce smell permeating my house and even a little bit in the car. How do you think I feel about that?
Embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
Ashamed. Regretful.
Angry.
Angry.
Yeah. Dave?
Maybe a little hungry.
Hungry, yeah.
Yeah. You know what matters? A refrigerator.
Yes.
A refrigerator matters. So Swiffer Part 2 today, I don't think the Swiffer is the greatest invention of all time, but it's a good one.
Yep.
You have a Swiffer?
Yeah, I believe we have got a couple Swiffers.
Oh, really? Doesn't know, apparently.
Several different
apparently the women at the house clean. Is that what you're hinting at right there?
Well, I mean, am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
This is your early entry.
Early.
Calm down, young
okay.
man.
Do you have a Swiffer?
No, we have a similar thing, but the pads are washable, so you don't have to throw them away.
So you're saving money on your Swiffer imitator.
Saving the environment is what we're doing,
saving the environment. Every house should have a Swiffer. What is the greatest? Now, I see our guy Brian Sullivan, not knowing about my refrigerator catastrophe, suggested today that air conditioning may be the greatest invention of the last 100 years. He makes the point, think of all of our hot states. How could we live in those hot states without air conditioning?
It's literally saved lives, you could say.
Absolutely.
Right? So, greater invention, air conditioning, or refrigeration?
Well, they're very similar. Because we're talking about Freon, right? I mean, aren't that?
I think we are. Clyde's using the word compressor a lot.
Compressor.
Yeah.
Right.
Worried the compressor is cooked and then I might be in deep trouble.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a refrigerator, you can't eat.
Yeah, I think the refrigerator's more.
I think the refrigerator is a greater invention than the air conditioner. Dave Harrigan. I can see you're thinking about it.
Trying to think of which one I would rather live without.
You can't eat without a refrigerator.
Well, you can. You have a pantry that you can put shelf-stable things in.
Don't want anything fresh.
People did it back in the day with the ice box.
Ice chest.
You know, just get...
You're just going to get one of those coolers at Tom Thumb? And,
yeah, get a Yeti. Those things hold stuff cold for days on end.
A Yeti.
I think I'd rather live without the AC. I think the refrigerator is a little bit more vital to my existence.
Yeah.
I do too.
Now, if we were doing the survey in Phoenix, they might say au contraire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else? Greatest? Text me 651-461-9226. The cell phone.
Well, this is top of mind, specifically our GPS apps now, like our Apple Maps now, where they will tell you when you will arrive at a place within the minute. And it's almost always true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To the point now where it gives you, like, it tells you to avoid
bypass
traffic.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes tells you speed traps.
Yep.
Right?
That's pretty good. But
that's a good one.
I mean, Again, we could live without that stuff.
I think we could. Yeah. Would you like to be driving with the person next to you with the giant map?
The Hudson, remember the old Hudson map book?
Why did Hudson, Wisconsin, lead the league
I
in
don't
that?
Know.
Would you like to drive tonight with the lobster? You're driving, and she's flipping the map around everywhere you're going. Cell phone, Harrigan. Where does the cell phone rank among the greatest inventions last 100 years or so?
It's good, but it's not vital. It's not close to the refrigerator or the AC. You could even say the, commercialization of the automobile, making it so everybody can have one.
Especially, some people could make the argument that life would be better without the cell phone.
Would you like to make that argument? Because I think you're wrong.
No, but I think, whereas nobody's going to say, boy, life was better without a refrigerator.
Yeah. I've already received a number of texts saying, overrated, underrated, properly rated, is one of the greatest inventions of all time.
You mean the open?
Maybe it's just the song.
Yeah.
Maybe just the song. Do you have a suggestion, Dave Harrigan, before we pause and get to the texters? Because there's got to be plenty.
Amazon.
Jeff Bezos, apparently,
enters the chat.
Yeah. The vice president was wearing those earphones where she was getting all the questions from ABC. Dave Harrigan has an earpiece from Jeff Bezos.
Hey, the internet was good before Amazon.
Yeah.
Then they arrived with free two-day shipping. I'm on board.
Well, sometimes it's like an hour later and it's at your house.
Yes.
You're thinking, is the next neighborhood, is it an Amazon factory? That's right up there. How about for you? I thought you might go weights because you're hanging and banging a lot.
Clanging and banging.
Sometimes hanging.
I used to.
Yeah, I think that was back to your earlier mention. Yeah. I suggested, 651-461-9226. What is the greatest invention of all time? And by the way, if you want to have some humor with it, if you want to go wrong answers only, we can go that also. 651-461-9226. Greatest inventions of all time. Bonus Carter for this. Let's go to the calls, and I'll read a lot of texts. Adam in Robbinsdale. Adam, you're on.
So I know we like to give Harrigan a lot of crap about Woodbury, but it just got done with Prestwick, underrated golf city, Woodbury.
Prestwick is an excellent golf course. I agree 100%.
So, greatest invention, hands down, of all time. The fork. Think about where we would be without the fork.
Yeah.
How would you eat pasta without a fork? Think about the poem about the fork in the road. That wouldn't be all these things in society would not happen without the fork.
Yeah. Carter?
The pitchfork. The painting with the old couple in the farm
holding up the fork.
Pitchfork.
Right.
That wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. American Gothic, I believe it's called.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Sniff after you say that.
Picasso has entered the room. Thank you, Adam. I think the fork's a pretty good one. What do you think?
I think you're going back over 100 years, though, right? We've had the fork for more than 100 years.
Yeah.
I mean, just,
I'll get to Jack in a second here. Some cell phones, vaccines. Well, not now.
Yeah.
Not now, vaccines.
Ah, okay.
Optional.
It must be a farmer rep, big farmer rep, Pfizer rep.
If Donald wins and RFK Jr. is in charge of our vaccine policy, good luck to all of us. The Odyssey app. Scotch tape. The mute button when watching a football game so you don't have to listen to commercials. How about the mute button on the Twitter machine?
Yeah.
Condoms, obviously. If people are telling you the election ad is not funny, maybe it's not funny. And, Chad, you should calm down.
Calm down.
Calm down. Adult station or not, that ED commercial is an eye roller. But it's not offensive. Like, we've had three or four people. My children are in the car. Don't slip on the soy sauce with your house walking. It's a concern. I had to walk around it last night. The microscope. Light bulb. Internal combustion engine. Cold beer, sliced bread, automobile, personal computer. Oh, here's good. Our LG died 2 weeks ago. Good effing luck getting another. That's really what I want to hear. What do you think a ballpark is when I'm going to have a functioning fridge if it doesn't work today?
2 weeks.
Oh. The razor, modern plumbing and sewage system, disposable diapers. The orange peeler.
How about the Popeil pocket fisherman?
Yes. The NFL red zone.
Oh.
This person needs a rolling ankle today. Ketchup and mayo.
Yuck.
Tubbs, Dave, likes them together. That's what we found out the other day.
Excuse me?
You're never allowed to take another day off.
Oh.
Ever. Jack has called in. By the way, I got another one before you speak, Jack. The California Psychics. Yes, they're near the top of the list. Go ahead, Jack. You're on.
You guys aren't even close. You're not even close. The greatest invention of all time is electricity. Without electricity, all the crap you guys just talked about, none of it would exist. None of it would exist. CCO radio would not exist. Nothing would. Whatever you're making, whatever you're manufacturing, you name it, electricity, baby.
Pretty solid, Carter.
He's got a point.
Got a point. Laura, do you want to add one? Okay, come on in, Laura.
We didn't really invent electricity, though. I mean, we harnessed it.
We captured it.
Ben Franklin.
We had to capture, though, and it's over 100 years, too, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know?
Laura, what do you have?
I think you're missing the obvious.
Oh.
The toilet.
Yeah, the toilets.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. What would you rather be out? Refrigerator, air conditioner, the toilet?
I think probably the air conditioner. As much as I hate sweating, I could do without it.
Okay, so AC's out.
AC's out.
Okay, now
I need the fridge, and I really need the toilet.
Yeah, but one has to go.
Okay, probably the fridge. You can use a cooler, or you can eat stuff out of your pantry.
You can use a cooler for the other one, too. Been there, done that.
Surprise, surprise.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Reaching for a cold one.
Whoa.
What the heck?
This is when I show up at my neighbor Bill's place.
You poop in his cooler?
No, I don't poop in his cooler. Would you rather go to the neighbor and say, for 2 weeks,
you got to use your toilet.
I have to use your toilet?
Just had a burrito.
Or I have to use your refrigerator?
Neither. But
you have to pick one.
Well.
You have to select one. Which one, Carter?
I'd rather use the fridge because the toilet is too unpredictable.
Yeah.
It just is.
It could cause a lot of problems.
You get a bad flusher. You get a teenage boy. There's just a lot of things that could go wrong there.
How many neighbors would you all have to go to? No.
Right.
No.
Please. Please, could I use your bathroom?
I mean, you're back again? What did you eat?
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we have? World without pockets on our clothes. That'd be a problem.
Zipper? The zipper?
Yeah. Greatest infection? I was going to the
infection.
Next word. Sex? It's got to be top five, right?
I'm assuming that's also over 100 years old, but.
Yeah. The Titleist Pro V1. Oh, my God. The sniff. Enough. Can't imagine hearing that for 4 more years. Do it like 4 more times.
4 more years, what did I get it?
Keep going. Yeah, I mean, very upset. And by the way, the texter who was going at Jordana was strong on Trump. You know the three of us, big Trump fans. But then took a cheap shot at Jordana because she's divorced.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, by the way, I'm divorced. You're divorced. You're not divorced. So is, what, about 60% of the population? And I think the person finished the text praising Trump. Excuse me?
I was going to say, self-made millionaire, too, by the way.
Self-made millionaere. He was given, what, $50 to $250 million. And he's...
Several marriages, is the last time I checked.
Yes, and several affairs. And he's made a lot more money, and he's lost it. But, I mean, when you're going at somebody, and you're going to point out marriages, and then you're bragging about Trump.
Yes.
Hello? Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Major Garrett, next.